Welcome to the Horsehair Podcast. I hope this will be a good episode. This is a new one. This will be have a bit of everything, and we'll kind of keep it going, shall we? Horsehair is about why do I have to keep talking about horsehair? I guess just to affirm what it is, or what is what. This song, originally called it Sit Beside the Fire, was an attempt to write something about homelessness. And I guess, being a bit of a homelessness, you do fall out a lot with people, I guess. You're in turmoil, you're in that kind of zone, and I guess that's that, really. Well, there's a lot more to it, but I don't really know as much. Never really habitually slept on the street, really out in the cold, in complete hell. I think it's always been pretty alright with me. Just the self-esteem was not too good at the time, and kind of felt homeless. Or just felt without home, never felt welcome. Needed to find a new life. Needed to go to another city. Another city where you can be a new person. Another city where you can be nice for the first time if you can, or in some cases, angry if it all backfires. But yeah, that's the life you live. Maybe if you were in the country, you need a fire, definitely. You need to burn stuff. You need to burn a few twigs every now and again. Because you can't be paying that kind of electricity bills all the time. You may be having a bit of an impact on the environment, though. But who doesn't like a good open fire? It's not quite like it. So, horsehair is kind of feeling nostalgic in a sad way, in a blackened, hardened way, perhaps. But who knows? Maybe it's a blue heart. Maybe it's a red one. Maybe it's a violet one. Violet, what a name. It rhymes with violence. And probably the same, maybe. But who knows? Horsehair is this. And Horsehair thanks you for listening throughout the entire time. Just after celebrating turning 30, well, having to, and there's a kind of a mourning after, which not too fond of, but let's see how the day progresses with Horsehair.
Horsehair. Horsehair media, no, it's like PDL. Horsehair disco, horsehair, let's go. Talking shit and talking shy and talking shit and talking shy as long as we want. Horsehair podcast, horsehair at last, horsehair podcast, all in one word with horsehair podcast, talking shit and talking shy and talking shit and talking shy. Horsehair podcast, much bad language, talking shit, it just ain't right. Leave a comment, give a like, leave a comment, give a like. Talking shit and talking shy and 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 talking horsehair podcast.
And thanks for holding on for a little minute there. I hope you've heard that song a dozen or hopefully a lot more times, and I still don't really get the logic behind it, what I do, but maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but at least this is now probably going to be a YouTube-friendly one, but no, I'm just throwing something on YouTube, because everyone uses that in the end, and it's going to simulate us all, and perhaps it'll just be on the other side, who knows, but there's no bitterness, this is just the life we live in. And you gotta say, come on, hey, be fair, but life's not fair, is it? You gotta get down dirty. You gotta scrub. You gotta take it while you're down. Yeah, you gotta bend over backwards and just let it. Just let it do what it's gonna do to you. Am I making you uncomfortable? But maybe it's not something, maybe it's the way you fear the most, and it's a little different from everyone else's. The fear that you've done this to yourself is your fault. Perhaps you've been wronged, or you've wrong, or you're wrong. Perhaps it's something you remembered a while ago, and you thought that wasn't resolved. What's going on there? How's that going to play in the future? Welcome to the fear. Fear. It's all around, it's coming, and it wants you, it wants to consume you, it haunts you at every step you take, it eats you away, it makes you into nothing, it makes you. Comes back, and you bounce and bounce and bounce it away, and you just keep up the spirit, but you know you're getting weaker all the time. You look at it from a certain angle, maybe it's better from a certain angle, but no, you're telling yourself it's better, you're telling yourself it's good, you're telling yourself it ain't so bad, it ain't so preposterous that you're getting into the worst situation yet of your life, but oh no, you have the fear, and the fear is coming, and the fear is coming to get you. Yeah, you have the fear. Maybe you took something too much, and now you can't get out of it, just can't, you're scratching, and the side of coughing, and you're scratching, and you're scratching, and you're buried alive. Oh Jesus, I can't bring this kind of... We've gone to some dark places here. Maybe might change the tone a bit. Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's get out of the crazy situation and into the good. Let's go to somewhere. Let's go to the chill out room where it's all made of wood. Let's get out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm glad we're out there. Horsehair was in a dark place. Very sorry for that, but yeah, we won't go back to that place. Horsehair is operated by music, and sometimes it gets a bit dark, and scratching at the coffin, I was getting a bit creeped out there, you know, challenging the evil spirits of what's going and happening, but no, horsehair is like, it's a bit gullible and frail and malleable into, horsehair is like butter on toast with some fried eggs. Tell you what, think eggs are good for you, eggs rule. Eggs save your life. What came first, chicken or egg? I don't know, let's have eggs. Yeah, scrambled, fried, poached. not usually living things, but, well, you gotta survive. You gotta get your friend buttered in as well. Thanks. Yeah. So what we all began with. What could be wrong with them? Baby food. Yeah, eggs. Great for babies. You know, full of protein makes you good old-fashioned food. White in the edges, yellow in the center. You know what? We had bags at best. Bags. Oh, I said bags. Rhymes with eggs. You ain't be begging for no eggs. You shouldn't be begging for no eggs. Yeah. Pasta, there's nothing wrong with pasta either. Eggs. I'm feeling good. Scrambled eggs and butter and toast and a cup of tea in the morning. Eggs, nothing wrong with them. Eat eggs. Or duck eggs or whatever. Maybe ostrich eggs are cool. I think we're going back into the darkness here, but we've got eggs on our side, the kind of fertility symbol that we're going to have, and we're going to work our way through. We're going to go from where we've gotten before. We're going to trace it right back. My voice might change at any time to suit the moment, but let's think about it. I have a shell on, it's protecting me. It's in the darkness, it's kind of vibrating, but it's strong, it's sturdy. I'm in a liquid. I hear heartbeats. It's getting harder. There's a bit of stress. What is this feeling? Am I alert for the first time? Something is happening outside, what is it? Feeling the same fear a woman did a while ago. Maybe it's the stress of the pregnancy. Who knows, but maybe when you're going way back of what's happening. Why is liquid coming out? Why is this getting like closed up? Born by a C-section? Could have been, but could not be. Maybe I'm transcribing a kind of pseudo-reality because I can't visualize, I can't see. But I can hear that I gotta get out. How are we gonna fast forward all through these years to get to 30 odd years since it happened. Can I go back in time and remember it? Who knows? Oh yeah, and if you're just listening now, Horsehair is hypnotizing himself, and he really should cut out it, but... Oh, that is Horsehair. And I'm also reviving some old track music. I also sent myself into a bit of a trance there, but don't worry about it. Horsehair will emerge and see a day. Did he see it before? Doesn't remember, but he's seeing it now. Whoa, that was some trip. And it's coming back up. It's coming again. Can it be controlled? Okay. I think we're coming back into consciousness. Maybe that I'm coming at one with the mic here because I can feel the heat off it. And maybe it's not heat, that's maybe my breath on it, but maybe I'm a little too close to it. Maybe I'm not talking enough, but there is a bit of condensation on the mic here because I've been going on for a while. And thank you for listening. Thank you for coming through this Horsehair Podcast. Facebook.com/Horsehair Podcast. If you can't give it a like, give it a like already. And if you haven't given a like and you like it anyway, well, that's okay, but give it a like. Couldn't be that too much hurting anyway. We'll get into this. Horsehair. Horsehair is now coming awake. Yeah. And happy birthday to everyone. Hope yours will be a safe passage. I was wondering if there's secret passageways in the area. Yeah, it's getting pretty late. This was, we're gone about over 15 minutes now, I think. I know it's not like other podcasts where they talk for hours and hours, but Horsehair can only talk to himself, unfortunately, and he won't even give his real name, but, you'll find my. Anyway, thank you for listening. It's getting rather tired, but this has been an interesting one. There has been a bit of negativity, but there's been a bit of a kind of a reaffirmation of what is going on. Yeah, I think we'll meditate over this for a little bit, and you'll see me, you'll hear from me again. Don't worry about it. We have a bit more practice, a bit more, and a bit more mental exploration of the mind. Who knows? Like, maybe I believe it, maybe I don't believe it, what I'm doing, but it's something to do. And whatever comes out, it'll be okay. Remember, be in that shell, but feel it. Remember to hatch and come out and emerge and see the brand new day. Feel the warmth again. Horsehair. And you finally heard the extended version of the song. This was on a live show and got cut out. So that's what I hate about doing the whole live show. You can get cut out at any time. Like, you don't know what you're doing. It's mad. Anyway, I probably came across as freak, but, well, what can you do? Horsehair.